This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of all India services, the Vice President said Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. He said the steps of Sardar Patel have enabled the country's journey from colonial India to Vikasit Bharat.
This is the only service where you migrate from your home state to other state and you live whole life sometimes there. All of your service, many of the civil service, IAS, IPSs are serving that state only. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patel ji has enabled Bharat in its journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day in a social media post. President Murmu said the commitment of civil servants continues to strengthen responsive governance and reinforce public institutions. She noted that from the formulation of innovative, future-oriented and citizen-centric policies to their effective implementation on the ground, civil servants' work significantly impacts the quality of life of millions. The government has debunked a fake approval letter claiming to grant a loan of 7 lakh rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana on payment of 860 rupees as agreement charges. The fact-check unit of the PIB has termed the letter as fake. PIB clarified that the Micro Units Development and Refinance Agency, Mudra, does not lend directly to micro-entrepreneurs or individuals. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. In West Bengal, major political parties are making last push before 152 constituencies in 16 districts head to the polls on Thursday. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally in Siliguri in support of its party candidates today. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will address public rallies in Haldia of Purbo Mednipur, Barakpur and Jagatdol of North 24 Parganas district. In view of the first phase of voting in West Bengal, a trial run of webcasting arrangements functioning at all polling booths is starting today. This process will be conducted from the office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state. Officials from the Central Forces, Kolkata Police, State Police and representatives of the Election Commission will work together to ensure glitch-free streaming from the booths on polling day. The initiative is aimed at strengthening booth-level surveillance and ensuring a transparent voting process. The Election Commission will directly monitor every stage of this trial run from Delhi. India and the United States began a fresh round of trade negotiations in Washington, aiming at giving a final shape to the much-awaited trade deal between the two countries. An Indian trade delegation will visit Washington this week. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a positive note in the forenoon session today. The Sensex rose 630 points, 0.8%, to 79,150, while the Nifty added 167 points, 0.7%, to 24,532 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, realty, banking and telecommunication stocks lifted the market. And with that, we end this news bulletin.